Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of December 31st, 2022. Happy New Year to our listeners. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. One of camp's goals in 2022 was to build a multi-purpose field where all the campers, regardless of their capabilities, could play baseball, kickball, soccer, pickleball, basketball, shuffleboard, foursquare, and a lot more. The mission was accomplished. A big, huge thank you to all of our dear friends that supported this project that has been extremely popular with the campers. In 2023, our goal is to build a completely, totally accessible miniature 18-hole golf course right next to the zip line. So when two campers are riding the zip line, the rest of the group can be actually playing miniature golf. It's going to be a great addition to the camp, and we're looking forward to that project in 2023. This past year in 2022, Camp Courageous served 4,604 campers, a huge increase over the past couple of years. Over these final weeks, it was great to have a variety of campers out swimming, shopping, and it was great to see our friends from To the Rescue from Cedar Rapids out doing activities here at Camp Courageous. Also this past week, it was great to see Carol Boggy and Sid Chatfield from Dubuque deliver hundreds of dollars worth of nature supplies to the camp. Sid worked out here in program in 1978 as an intern from the University of Northern Iowa and worked through 1980. She later came back in the 90s, an exceptional leader. She went on to work at Hills and Dales and Luther Manor up in Dubuque. A great person. It's always great to see old staff come back and continue to be involved with the camp. Fundraisers for the camp. This is the final day for the Donut Land for their roundup for Camp Courageous. They're located on Center Point Road and on Williams Boulevard in Cedar Rapids and First Avenue in Iowa City. A big thank you to Jeff and Melora for taking on camp the past month as they do roundup for Camp Courageous. Camp's VW bus raffle comes to an end today at noon, December 31st. One can watch the drawing on Facebook going to Camp Courageous beginning at 11:40 a.m. this morning. The VW raffle was part of a year-long celebration of Camp's 50th anniversary. I had the opportunity to obtain this 1971 VW bus from a friend of my son who lived in San Diego, California. They used it every day to commute to and from work. The VW was trailered from San Diego back here to Iowa. The bus was then stripped to the metal and painted candy apple red by Brad Johnson at Custom Auto Rebuilders in Marion, Iowa. The top was also repainted, and during this time, we also added a lot of new parts to the bus. After we finished restoring this 1971 VW bus, we donated it to Camp Courageous in honor of the camp's 50th anniversary and in appreciation for my 42 years with the camp. Tom Boggy here in Monticello from Oak Street Manufacturing helped us finish off the interior, and Steve Davis from Hopkinton provided a lot of signage for us. It was a treat in August to have Fox Sports use the camp's VW bus to reenact the VW scene from the movie Field of Dreams. The bus was part of a promotional video that was nationally televised on Fox Sports with personalities David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Bench, and Kevin Burkhart. After the shooting, the promotional video of these individuals, they all signed the glove compartment of the VW bus. A big, huge thank you to all the media and everyone who has helped promote this fundraiser for the past year. Next to the Manchester Grasso, it's probably been the camp's second largest fundraiser for the year. So big thank you there. And talking about the number one fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale now goes year-round. They take credit cards. We can't thank the volunteers, those that donate items, and those that come and shop there enough for their tremendous support this past year. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Once again, a big shout out and a big thank you to all those folks that make that possible. Also down here at Camp Courageous in our lodge, we have a little sale, a winter sale going on. And that'll be going on till March the 8th. So stop by the camp and take a look at what we have here. Today is also the final day that you can vote for Camp Courageous with the Cedar Rapids Gives Back. If you go to the Cedar Rapids website and go to Gives Back, you can vote for Camp Courageous, and that gives Camp Courageous the opportunity to have free advertisement. A big thank you to our friends at the Cedar Rapids Gazette for making that possible. Cocoa Bombs are out there and available, so you can look at our website, campcourageous.org, to see the latest locations of where the Cocoa Bombs are located. Our need for the week are AA and AAA batteries. We can always use those from our door openers to everything else here at camp. Seems to be on batteries these days. Camp has lost many dear friends here this past week, and our sympathy goes out to their family and friends. Camper Daniel Randall of Solon passed away. Dan has been coming to camp since about 1985. Wonderful person. Our sympathy goes out to Dan's family. Also, our good friend Janet Pesch, 84, from Winthrop, passed away. Wonderful supporter of the camp for years and years. Bob Stefanik from over in Cedar Rapids. Bob's been super involved with the camp from the earliest years. And also Glenn Shima from Solon. Our sympathy goes out to those folks. As I start my 43rd year with Camp Courageous, it continues to excite me to be a small part of such a wonderful organization. I can't wait to get my day started, usually at 4:30 in the morning. Every day is a totally different adventure. But at the heart of Camp Courageous will always be an exceptional staff and volunteers. And that is the reason why campers want to come back year after year. Camp has always prided itself on having an exceptional staff, and that tradition continues. On the behalf of the board of directors, the staff, and nearly 10,000 campers who attend Camp Courageous annually, a big thank you to each of you for making this dream come true for thousands. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best in 2023. And make it a New Year's resolution to come visit us here at Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.